Welcome. I'm Halcyon, this is Hug Nation, and today the topic is synchronicities. Since returning from Burning Man, I have been in the flow. I have been consciously trying to stay in Burning Man mode, trying to let my decision-making happen in the same way that it does on the playa, where I make a decision based on what I feel like doing in that moment, what I'm called to do, what my energies pull me towards, instead of, you know, some script or some should or some narrative that I have about what I should do. That means, like, sometimes I've been staying up all night. It's in the middle of the night, it's a clear night, a full moon, and I can see the moon setting over the ocean, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to bed. I'm staying up. And just letting things happen in that way. And I think one of the reasons why the synchronicities keep following me, this flow that I'm in, is because of that headspace, or maybe lack of headspace, and staying in heart space. And so I wanted to share a little bit about synchronicities in my life and thoughts about synchronicities. Synchronicities are, you know, when things happen. You're in the right place at the right time. You say someone's name and then they call. Those kind of crazy, miraculous things that, when you're in the flow, are commonplace. I remember Jacob Glass saying one time that when you're actually in the flow and when you're in your practice and you are tuned into source, you just say, of course. Of course. When you need something and it arrives, when you have a lack and then it's met, those things just, you stop saying, like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. What a miracle. That's incredible. You just start going, of course. Of course. One of my favorite books is Illusions by Richard Bach. And it is Tales of a Reluctant Messiah. And it is a story, among other things, about synchronicities. And one of the examples in the story that he uses is this blue feather, and kind of using it as a case study, as a proof. Like, if there really is this force in the universe, then have a blue feather appear. And in fact, the cover of the book, if you've seen it, is a blue feather. And the book was so impactful to me that actually when I made my own book, when I designed the cover, I put a pink feather on it as an homage to Illusions. And this feather is actually a photograph of a feather from a friend's bird, a sacred gift from a beloved spirit animal of a friend that I then photoshopped and make pink as part of this homage to Illusions, as part of this reminder to tune in and to listen and to allow these synchronicities to happen. And so, over the last couple weeks, I just want to share some of these miracles or commonplace or expectations that have fallen into place for me. The first one I can think of is when I was at the burn, my little cosmetics bag that I had, you know, clamped up kept falling. And so I decided that I needed to put a nail in the side of the Hugmobile to hang it on. And I looked through all of my toolkit and my drawers of tools and all the things, and I could find like three different hammers, but I couldn't find a nail. So I went out and our common area, I asked if anybody had no nail. I went in through a like common tool area of our camp, and finally somebody said, I think I know where a nail is, and they helped me find a nail that I could use to hang it up. After this wild goose chase, I come back to the Hugmobile. I bang in the nail and then look on the ground a foot from where I just nailed it in, and there is a nail on the ground that I have been walking on in bare feet and socks feet for the last 3 days. What? Where did that nail come from? Just yesterday, I was making a list of things that I needed for some tasks that I wanted to do. And the last thing, as I was leaving the house, I'm like, you know what? I need to get some more paper towels. So I wrote paper towels on the list, walked downstairs to the parking garage, and 10 feet from my car on this ledge was a roll of paper towels, an open roll of paper towels, just like flapping there. And I got in my car and I drove to the store and I got my paper towels and I came back and it was gone. While I was at the store, another crazy synchronicity, miracle, flow thing happened. A few days previous to this, a dear friend of mine, Stephanie, brought me this huge bag of citrus. Oranges, lemons, limes, like huge, like a full bag of it. And I was giving it away to everybody I met. Like, hey, take as many as you can carry. Take as many as you can carry. And still, like, 4 days later, I still had way more citrus than I needed, more to fight off scurvy for the rest of my life. And I was, so before I went out to the store, I was like, maybe I'll put this bag out on the street and just put a free sign on it. And I'm like, well, how can I need to have like a see-through bag or a bowl so people know what it is. And I was trying to figure out, well, maybe I'll figure that out when I get home. When I'm at the store, I'm checking out, and there is this box at checkout with almost empty. It's all empty, except there's two little limes in there, and there's a sign next to it saying, limes, $1, fundraiser for the Easter Seals. And I was like, as I checked out, I'm like, hey, would you guys like any more limes? I've got a whole bunch that I don't need. And they're like, oh, wow, that would be great. They're super popular. And I was like, okay, I'll be right back. So I went home, walked back to the store with a huge bag of limes that they then restocked. And so now I was this over inventory that I didn't know what to do with. I was worried about wasting it. Now it went from being this potentially wasteful thing to helping a charity. What? And then the other night when I stayed up all night, something happened that I just got to go, well, of course. It was the full moon, and I'd stayed up late to watch it over the ocean, and it was early in the morning. I was barely could stay awake, and I went out onto the balcony, and it was super cloudy, so you couldn't see the moon. And I was just looking at it. It was still beautiful, and the clouds parted so I could see the moon for about 10 seconds, and then it was obscured again, gone. Like, what? And it's now I'm in this place where it's like, of course, of course, of course. And so I'm starting to actually let myself make decisions and in a way that is more trusting of my intuition than I ever have before. I've been working on a video, and I stayed up all night putting a lot more energy than I normally do. And there were things that I decided to do that normally I'd be like, I need to have somebody watch this and see if they think this is a good idea or see if they like this. And I just kept going like, no, I just got it. This is what feels right to me right now. And I'm just, if nothing else, this endless flow of synchronicities is giving me the confidence to trust my intuition, to trust this flow. And who knows where it's going to lead. And what's crazy is the people around me that I'm talking to, dear friends, are saying a very similar message. Like, since they've got back to the burn, they're making professional decisions, they're making relationship decisions from this intuitive place and allowing synchronicities to happen. It's so powerful that things that I never considered in the past, I'm becoming open to. Future events are starting to become like visible to me. I used to really struggle with seeing anything more than 2 days in the future. I always knew Burning Man was coming, but you know, that's about it as far as beyond a year, never. And now I'm starting to think, oh, well, what do I want to be doing in a couple years? Maybe I should make some plans for this. And I have this, instead of having a fear of, well, what if I make a decision and then I decide later that I don't want to do that, which is how I used to think all the time. I now have this like, well, if I'm just in the flow and surrendering, then whatever path that I'm on will be perfect. And if it has to change direction, of course it will. And if I have to make massive, you know, alterations to the plan, fine. Because even things that become struggles or obstacles are perfect and are just as much a gift as the nail that's provided, as the paper towels, as the plan for the citrus, as the gift of the moon. The wonderful things and the challenges are equally perfect in that state of flow. Wow! So, thank you for being a part of this moment right now, of this flow as it's unfolding. Thank you for being exactly where you're supposed to be. Hopefully you can feel a little bit of that synchronicity, that magic flow, and let it be a guide. Let it give you confidence. Let it empower you to trust the love that's flowing through you. I am so grateful to share this moment with you.